You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Bam! Jason Waller here with Jason Waller and Leach, the motherfucking baddest podcast out there right now. And we had our Bam Fam preview Friday in Boca Raton, Florida, with all of the VIPs and the celebs and the party. And we were hanging. It was dope as shit. Thank you to Cindy and her team. But listen, what we did is Owl Podcast came out. They had podcasts going for about 2.5 hours. My kids, everyone in the Bam Fam show, my wife, me, we all cut it up on there. Enjoy the episode. This is a launch of that. Bam.
Okay, let's do this.
Let's do this.
Jason Waller, you are up next.
So Jason.
Oh, my God. Is that your boyfriend, Scott Cleary, in the left? Look at that. Scott Cleary.
Scott, where are you, buddy?
Scott Cleary, come on down.
Why haven't you been answering my phone calls?
Scott Cleary,
why are you ignoring my texts?
Look at that guy in the background.
Where is he?
Let's just start calling out the audience right now. Okay, what are we doing here, Jonathan? What's the point of this show?
The point of this show is to promote Bam Fam.
Woo! Let's go.
Yes. So, Jason, why do they call them Bam Fam? We were thinking maybe it was because they're from Alabama.
I think you're going to have to ask Jason Waller himself when he
comes. All right. We're going to be asking Jason when Jason comes.
Okay, but we got a guest in the house right
now.
We
do right now, yes.
Hi. I don't know how to do this. Do I, bring it closer to my
face? You do, yeah. Perfect. So, do you want to tell us why they call it the Bam Fam?
My dad has a trademark with Bam.
It's
his favorite word. Is that me? Yeah. That's his favorite word. But that's me right there.
Look at you.
And those are my two kids.
Aww.
And then my parents and my siblings.
Oh.
And it's really just about, going from nowhere to somewhere and then, looking at my dad's life at home,
How is it for you? Ooh, I'm a little too hot. I'm a little too hot.
Jonathan, we're pulling you down. You're too
pull
loud.
Me
too
down. Loud. Pull me down. You sound like all my exes.
Okay, tell us about the chaos in your family, because I know when I was raised, my father was Captain Hook. He unfortunately passed away 2 months ago, but anyone who knew my father was like, oh my God, he is a character, and I have a feeling you have that same lifestyle.
Oh yeah.
And I know we're about to see it on air in a little bit here, but tell us about the chaos.
My dad is an asshole. For sure.
Oh, well, that's...
I love him.
We need relatable television.
But he is an asshole.
Huh.
I love him, though.
Yeah, what is the most annoying thing that he does?
My microphone? I'm sorry. I don't know.
Is this better?
Hello? Oh.
I'll take this.
Okay.
I could yell.
It's like I got here and it broke. He does have my back.
He's got your
he
back.
He does have my back. And he does let me have the credit card. And that's what I love about him the most.
The credit card? What is your favorite thing to spend unreasonable amounts of money on?
My favorite thing to spend unreasonable amount of money on, what would you say? Since you do pull my credit card pretty often.
He checks.
Probably DoorDash is where it's at. For
what is
sure.
Your favorite thing on DoorDash? What's our go-to?
Taco Bell.
Like, what my own heart. What's the order at Taco Bell?
We get the party pack
because
we don't know what's gonna happen
what
that night, right?
We don't really know what we're
because we usually order it at 8 o'clock. It gets there at 10, so I don't know what I'm gonna feel at 10, right?
Oh,
so
that's smart.
Get the party pack.
Party pack.
Get the crunch wrap. And a Baja Blast.
Ooh, spicy. Spicy Baja Blast.
Few days go by, right? I get a call.
Check, check.
And he's like, what the? You spent so much money.
We're good? Okay, we're good. There we go.
Perfect.
We just had a technical issue. We had the mics reversed with colors. We're good.
Fantastic. Well, I love that order.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fantastic. Man, Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
Fire sauce.
Fire sauce. That's
Fire sauce is the only one.
I spend so much money on DoorDash. I mean, I could have stock in it. So,
I feel like there might be some kind of affiliate opportunity here.
Yeah.
How many times have we said DoorDash?
a good few times.
Right. So. And I think you are deserving of that. You know, you guys are busy. You're doing a lot. Now you got this show.
Yeah.
Man, like those little tasks, driving over, getting the food yourself, waste of time.
Too much.
Yep. No. So. That's well worth it. Well, there we go.
Yeah. But he's a good time. He is a good time.
He is?
You know.
What's the thing that annoys you the most that he does?
When he checks my credit card bill. That's the only thing. Like we all have a group chat, me and my mom and my siblings. And when my dad travels, that's when he gets bored. That's when he has some like free time is when he's in the airport.
Oh.
Right? So that's when
you guys are strategic about this.
We all text each other and we say, put your phone on DND. Dad's going through the credit card stuff. And it's like we all get grounded. Even my mom, like he goes, Liz, what the? Like you can't, you've got to chill. So.
Hannah, you're lying.
What?
Ooh, whoa.
Liar.
Okay. Liar.
Okay.
Where's that coming
from? It's all lies.
Oh my gosh, there we go.
There he is.
The man of the hour. So, we're talking to you now. What do you think of this whole thing so far?
Hannah forgets the concept of money.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. Yes.
I love Hannah. She's one of my favorite kids.
Right.
Right? One of.
One of.
One of four.
And let's not forget, I made him. Okay? If it weren't for me, we wouldn't be here.
Whoa. Right? Whoa.
He was what?
Hey, you're in the first chapter
I'm
of the book.
First chapter of
first
the book.
Chapter.
He was 18 years old, became a father. You're welcome. Made him get his shit together. You're welcome.
She has a good point, though.
If it weren't for me,
was that a transitional moment for you?
She was like an angel from God that made me get my shit together. Absolutely.
Ooh, can you tell us a little bit about
and
that?
Then she
time
became
in your
a
life?
Pain in the ass that I still love. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, tell us about a little bit about that journey. What was that transformation for you when you went from this 18-year-old, no real responsibility. Now you're going to be a dad. Now you got to step it up. What were some of the lifestyle changes you made?
I had to find a way to provide because me and her mom weren't together at the time.
Oh.
And be able to, which is a whole nother story. She's here, and she probably wouldn't like me saying this. But
Have a filter. We've learned.
Yeah, I would pay my child support. I would pay for daycare. I would pay for benefits. And I would get Hannah every Wednesday and every other weekend for the first year because we weren't together. But here's what really happened is every time I would see Liz lived with her grandma, she'd be driving a new car. I'm struggling.
Wait,
she'd be
what?
Doing all these things. And I said, something's broken. So I'd go to court. Guess what they do? They'd make me pay more money.
Really?
And then I'm like, this is bullshit. So then it happened again. And they took me to court. I remember I'm only 18 years old. This is what? 25 years ago?
I don't know. How old am I, Dad?
Yeah, you're 25. And
that's a problem.
Yeah, it's a problem. And then, hold on. And then I said, it's just cheaper to keep her. We ended up getting married because I just kept paying so much.
So getting married.
And
was
I loved her.
Decision.
It was half business. It was half love. I don't regret it. We got four kids, two grandkids. It's fantastic. And I'm talking. She doesn't even hear me or backs to me. Right. She didn't even know.
So. Who was the one to. So then it was you that started courting her again. Did you go through that whole process? What was that like?
It was mutual.
It was mutual. It was mutual. Okay.
Mutual.
Okay. Fair enough.
We did have a ghetto shotgun wedding. So she was dating somebody, and it was a Tuesday, September 21st. Nope. Oh, shit. May 21st.
Wait, you said shotgun.
That's rough.
Yeah. You shot the guy?
Well, no. It was pick me up. Let's go to the Justice of Peace and get married that day, and we did that.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Hannah was 2 years old with passies in her mouth. We did the whole thing.
She was the witness.
She was the witness. And then 10 years later, we had a real wedding.
Wow.
Hey, Kenzie, you want to come up here and validate what Hannah's saying? You in London?
There we go. Let's do a little switcheroo. Little game of musical chairs over here. There we go. We got two more. So please, ladies, introduce yourselves.
You want to go first?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm London Waller.
I'm Mackenzie.
London Waller Bam. My bad. London Waller Bam.
Yeah.
And?
I'm just Kenzie.
No Kenzie Bam?
No Bam.
Okay, wait. Why does she get the Bam?
What?
A little closer to the mic. Yeah. If you want, you can freestyle it if you want. Just, yeah, there you go. There we go. Yeah. I prefer to.
No Bam.
No Bam. Why? Why are you Bamless?
I'm my own identity.
Oh, I like that,
it's
right?
Jason Waller Bam. He's Jason Waller Bam. That's his name.
Okay, so why do you own it and you don't want to? What's the conflict here?
Because I call him Jason, or I call him Jason Waller Bam. I don't.
Yeah, but who made up that nickname?
You said Mr. Bam, and that's fine.
I made up
but
that
you
nickname.
You dropped it, and I picked it up. Right?
Okay. So I can tell that you are a very creative family.
We are.
And you don't like necessarily following the typical family model, right? So tell us about some unique characteristics about each of you. Actually, I want to do it like this. You tell me interesting characteristics about her, and she tells me interesting characteristics about you. No pressure.
I'm interested.
Go for it.
What
is she like? What is she like in real life? Not like, is it like the show?
She's pretty moody. I'm not gonna
lie. Ooh, she's moody.
Yeah, you are. You are moody. You come down.
What do you think of this?
After your nap, and you're
that's you. You're so angry. You're an angry person.
She's an angry person.
You're an angry
person. She's angry.
You can get anybody to vouch. You're an angry person.
Anyone who lives with us can vouch that when you come downstairs, you're like a little grumpy bear, and you're just
a grumpy bear. How do you feel about this?
Like, oh,
do you hibernate?
Yeah.
Does she hibernate when she's
For like 20 years.
20 year hibernation. Well, maybe that's why you don't identify with the name. You don't even know them.
Yeah, that's true.
So.
That's true.
All right, now it's your turn. Express who she is to this audience that's watching right now.
I feel like she's very different.
Very different. Oh, she's different. Fake? So you're saying she's fake?
No, she just wants to be different. Like, if you are like, the sky's blue, she's
right.
Like, no, it's green.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Very different.
Right.
Not normal.
Not normal.
Not normal.
She just like.
She's the oddball out.
She like only eats the banana peel, not the banana inside.
Yes, exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Like
she puts the peanut butter and jelly on the opposite side of the bread.
Yes. And you can't deny it, London. You can't.
That's fine. I don't really care.
You can't. That's
she doesn't care because she's a. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't care.
It sounds like you're confident with your weirdness.
Oh, yeah.
What is something weird that you've done recently to a person?
I don't even know. Like,
what is something weird she did? She probably doesn't think it's weird. She thinks it's normal, but you know it's weird.
I don't know. I'd have to really think. I mean, she's a weird person, so she cut all her hair off.
Yeah,
I've cut all your hair off
before.
Well, yeah. It looks great.
Thank you.
Yeah, it grew back.
Yeah, had all your hair and
just like shaved her head. Just had a Britney Spears.
Yeah,
almost like Britney, like
almost.
Captain Marvel moment.
Okay. What inspired that?
I just had a moment.
I mean, I feel like to have the courage to do that, let's admit it, that is kind of cool. You know, it's like that does take a lot of confidence.
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
You couldn't do it?
I couldn't do it.
Yeah, no, it's not the vibe. So what do you guys love about each other? Let's make it positive. We'll end it positive.
Come on, London.
Yeah.
What do you love?
I have to start.
Come on.
Really think about it. What is that one thing about her that you just, like it just melts your heart when she does it for you? I'm sure there's things.
Gives me drama. I'm
drama.
Are you serious?
That's not
even a good thing.
It is a
well,
good thing
sometimes
to me.
It can be.
I
mean,
you're
getting
good.
You're getting the intel.
Yeah.
You know,
free intel because you
free intel.
Know them. You know their siblings.
You guys don't like date the same people though, right? This has never happened.
No.
Okay.
God, no. Me and Hannah actually, we didn't date the same person, but we got cheated on by the same person.
How do you?
The guy cheats on.
So the girl. She slept with both our boyfriends and we both got cheated on by the same girl.
Both got cheated on by the same girl.
Yeah.
Wow. But you guys were dating the same guy at the same time and
no,
there was a third girl.
It was like a different guy.
Okay.
But the girl got with both the guys.
Wow. So she had a jealousy towards you two, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Because
if you guys are the common denominator in the situation,
then
my belief is Yeah, this was a family target. She didn't even enjoy it. She was just doing it for revenge.
Yeah, like what?
Interesting.
So weird.
Yeah.
So
well, weird. You know what? You guys survived it. You're here. We're here. We're here for this premiere.
We are.
And we are super excited to see it. So thank you so much, ladies.
You're welcome.
Actually, we'll do one more. Let me get one my friend over here, Natalie, in, and she's gonna ask you guys some questions. We want just a little bit more feedback.
Okay,
first of all, you both look beautiful.
Thank you.
Oh
my goodness. The curls are everything. So I have some questions just about how this show has impacted you guys. Like, what is it like having your whole life on TV? There we go. Okay, now we're in a good place.
Okay, serious moment. I feel like it's impacted both positive and negative.
Yeah.
You have people who are very happy for you.
Right.
And who love your family and who want to see you succeed. And then you have people who linger and who hate on you and will pick and choose when they want to be in your life. So for me, when this came out, I had a lot of people who have done me wrong in the past who were like, no, like, let's be friends again. I want a free pass. And it's like, that's...
No. Was one of them that girl? Did you, like, swim
on
her? I would have.
Okay. I
You're a better person than
I'm,
me.
I have healed.
Good.
I'm working on it. I'm working on it. I'm working on it.
Yes. All right. London, what about you? How has it impacted you?
I feel like everybody knows who I am all the time, constantly. Yeah. Like, I can't escape it.
Ooh. And so, is that something that you enjoy, or is that something that kind of causes you discomfort?
It's funny when people know me because of my show, or, like, they know who I am, like, my car even, because it's been on the show.
Oh,
like,
God, yeah.
Pink Bronco, so everyone knows.
Gotcha, gotcha.
And then there's also, like, everyone knows who I am, so they kind of target me, and, like,
yeah.
like, oh, your dad, or oh, your money, and, like,
right.
your fame, like, all this stuff. It's like, oh.
Sure, that's tough. So does that cause you guys to have like some trust issues when it comes to new people, especially?
For sure. I think we definitely had trust issues prior.
Yeah.
Our whole life. I think
can imagine.
You know, people would make I was in middle school and parents were making rumors that my parents were drug dealers and would make drugs in the basement because they were so young and had money. So
right.
I'm not really it's not really a shell shock for me anymore, to be honest with you.
Water off your back.
Yeah, I've moved on from it. Like, think what you want to think about my family, but regardless, a lot of people love us more than hate us. So
Right.
I don't care. I really don't.
That's awesome. I mean, that's the way to be. And it sounds like, London, you're kind of the same way.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
beat of your own drum. That's awesome. I also relate to the Britney moment. I had the same one, so I get it completely. I totally understand. So what are you guys most excited about when it comes to the premiere tonight?
I'm excited to see what they show. I haven't seen it yet.
That's the first time for everybody.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah.
I mean, we've seen snippet of it and everything, but
not.
We don't know what they're showing, what's not going to be in it. I have no idea.
That's exciting.
No idea. I'm excited, though.
Right. Yeah, it's going to be great.
Yeah.
Well, girls, thank you so much for chatting for a little bit.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of the night. Spend a lot of time together.
Yes.
We'll see how the premiere goes.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey there.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
Very good. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Had a little shoe malfunction earlier, but
mine are killing me. I'm done.
Right. You don't understand this.
Yeah. I do not.
He's not there yet.
I do not, but I'm still taller than my mom, so that's why she's got to wear high heels and I don't.
Yeah, but with high heels on, I am taller than you now.
Right.
It doesn't count.
I feel like it counts.
It does not count.
I feel like it
does. Are we going to get you like some stiletto shoes?
Yeah, too? I might have to get like the height increasing insoles in my feet. I used to have those actually because I was
short. You
can do
like the soul dancing then.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay, tell me how is everything? Are you excited?
Yeah, I'm excited, but it's a bit different. You know, it's nothing like we've done ever before.
Right,
we've never
right.
had a reality TV show.
What's the most different about it?
The filming, my mom will not let me have a girlfriend.
I mean, he didn't have to call you out like that, did he?
No, but, I mean.
No girlfriends.
Okay, mama, why no girlfriends?
They're just all little hood rats at 13. They try to send nudes, and I'm like, you're 13. What do you even have? And where's your mom? Where's your mom so I can talk to
exactly.
your mom?
Exactly.
No. No, they're bad. They're bad little girls
13
now.
13 years old?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It started last year at 12 is when it started.
Okay, so when we get back home, a lock is going to go on the
yes.
door. And curtains over the window.
I'm a good person, though. I don't do that. So.
Yeah, he tells me about it. He's like, these girls doing this. And I was like,
I don't do that.
I hope you blocked her. He's like, I already did.
Yeah, I already did. Yeah.
Do you think mom is right about these girls?
100%.
100%. See, there you go. You got your credit.
Yeah.
You got your credit.
You just need to stay little for a long time.
Well, I've got to make sure.
Very good. What's been different for you?
Just filming, and that's about it. I mean, I haven't really done much of anything.
Okay.
Just, you know, I'm a homebody, so just me and the couch.
And the couch. Well, it's so beautiful here, though. I feel like everyone's enjoying
it.
It's
nice. It's nice.
Very
nice
good.
Weather. No snow.
Yeah, no snow. And no rain, thank goodness.
No rain.
No rain.
Yeah.
No rain.
It's nice. So, yeah.
Very good. Are we going to get dancing later?
I know. Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Maybe.
Dancing.
Maybe mama will find a good girl.
Yeah.
There you go.
Never going to happen.
Very good.
Never. Where's Jason? Where did he go?
I don't know where Jason went. I can't really see because of the light.
I know. Are we not supposed to switch out with people? I don't even know.
Sure. I have no idea.
I don't
Maybe
know
not.
Either. I don't know.
Then.
I want people to come up and ask us questions.
I know. Any questions? Yeah, like,
yeah, let's ask. Give it out. Yeah.
Said, for us, it's very raw. Like, we are not scripted. So yeah, it's definitely, and some, you know, we're inappropriate a lot. So it just is real and raw. Real and raw.
Testing.
Yeah. So yeah, that's it. Is that, you know, some of it could be scripted, but we're not so far. So we just show you exactly what the shit show is in our life every day. And I'm not like grade A mom where I'm just like earmuffs. I say, like, I don't know. I think I prepare my kids for the real world because there's no pampering outside. So it's very real and raw in our house. But I'm like, you'll be okay. It's going to make you tough for the world.
Do you remember a moment that you decided, like, maybe I shouldn't do it this way, or a memorable moment that you're filming that sticks out?
I mean, definitely we went on a trip.
Yeah.
So that was like very memorable. Even if we never put it in the show, it's just, you know, something that I get to look back and see my kids and doing activities. So I do like that. Yeah.
I think too, Liz, being welcomed in your home, I think that you do handle all of, I mean, every different direction. I know London was talking earlier. It does make a difference of when you allow the world to see your whole entire life, but I think that you should appreciate how raw everyone is. Because you're right about the world. That's how it is in the real world. And so there's no need to sugarcoat it. You love your kids and y'all are all so close. And I think it's very visible. Very, very visible.
And I think people have a certain like thought about how our family is, and it's like farthest from what they think.
Right. And our family is very crazy. Like having four siblings, like having four kids and two grandkids while you still have a kid in your house. Two, actually.
Yeah.
That's,
yeah, I'm already that's a grandma.
Not normal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's nice being able to appreciate that too. Do you like that your parents are very raw and open with you?
Yeah, it's a lot better than sugarcoating things or, I mean, dishonesty. I like the honesty, and my parents like the honesty that I give them back. Mm-hmm. So if there's any dishonesty in the house, it just doesn't work.
Yeah, I don't like liars.
Yeah.
No.
Something could be wrong, but if you lie, like, that's worse than
You'll get more trouble than just being honest.
Yeah. I learned that the hard way by spilling a protein shake on our rug, and I lied and said that the cat peed on it, and get it professionally cleaned like three times.
It still stinks,
still
like
bad.
Dirty rotten
still
milk.
Very bad.
Oh, goodness gracious.
So it still has to be cleaned again for like the fourth time.
It
smells so bad.
It just keeps coming back. It's gone and then right back. I don't know how. Like, it's just, I don't know.
Is it just a continuous
spill?
No,
it's not. It's like, it's the stain's like gone for 2 days after they clean it, and then it's back.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening. Like, I actually don't know.
Okay.
And yeah, that's my fault.
It's all your fault.
Well, now you've been honest about it, so that's okay.
At least I've been honest about it.
Yeah.
Right.
It just stinks. Really bad. The one, like, it depends on the day, but maybe it was all day. I mean, it's been all day.
Yeah, when we...
So, morning to evening.
Like 8?
Yeah.
Yeah, like 8, yeah.
Maybe more.
How many hours we film? Yeah, when we were like straight filming, it was like 8 a day.
Yeah.
It's a lot of filming for very short...
Short amount
of it, yeah.
Is there anything that you would have rather or known that you wanted to be in the show and not cut out?
Probably not. I mean, I like how I'm portrayed in the show. Like, I mean, it's how I am in real life.
Yeah.
But we're going to continue filming. So, I mean, I can still change things if I wanted to. And, yeah.
How do you think that you're portrayed in the show?
Just kind of, I'm not the most outgoing on camera, which... That's probably one thing that's probably not true, is because everybody in my family, I'm probably the most outgoing.
Yeah, I can
make friends.
I mean,
on
I wouldn't say the most outgoing, but
besides Jason, besides my dad,
besides Jason, right?
Besides,
I mean, he's Kinsey pretty outgoing probably. Though, when it's family. Yeah.
I feel like everyone has their moments though. I've seen you in your outgoing moments.
Yeah, I do have.
I've also seen you in your outgoing moments in the pool. I feel like
that's
where when you're outside, maybe.
Yeah.
Kenzie.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it just depends on the situation. Sometimes I'm like, I'm going to hide in the corner. And then sometimes I'm like, hi, how are you?
It honestly, right. Yeah, it is like a mood swing. It's kind of like either I want to be on TV and I'm like, go, go, go about TV. Or I'm just like, I don't want to be on the show today. Like, I'm just like, I don't want to do this.
It's literally like that, too.
It's like waves.
I'm sure it could be a lot.
Yeah, it is a lot. But.
Oh, we have another question.
So I have a question for Christian, right?
Yeah.
So being a teenager, 13, right?
Yeah.
What do you find that you, when you're talking to your friends and you're not being filmed, what do you tell them about this reality TV show?
What's it like? The show?
He hates it.
I mean, I don't like it. My sisters obviously like attention, but I don't like attention as much as they do. Like if everybody in my school, like everybody found out like they did, I don't love the attention that much. So it bothers me, but I don't hate it. Like I could just be honest with them and tell them what's happening and that I'm in the show and it's a reality TV show about my family. And also sometimes it's embarrassing because of what my family does, but I mean, it's the truth. So.
Well, I love it. You sound very humble.
Thank you.
I think that's great.
Do you think that this opportunity has allowed you to grow up in a way and find out new things about life at such a young age?
Yeah. I mean, it's making me mature, like handling everything, handling filming, handling social things. It's a lot different than I was last year. Like, I mean, last year, I'm a different person.
Yeah, I think you have to handle, like, you know, good and bad. So you have, like, hate.
Yeah.
From people that you thought were your friends. Or
I mean,
it's
either love or support. I mean, yeah. My non-real friends, they hated it because they were jealous. Jealousy is a huge killer when it comes to being famous or something or doing something big. Jealousy ends a lot of things.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep. How long have you been filming the show?
That's a good question.
Four months?
We started in
July.
Yeah, June or July?
Probably July. Yeah. Yes, yeah. July.
Yeah. And I would like to know, do you cook together? Who cooks? Tell me about the cooking.
DoorDash. I like this question.
A DoorDash cook.
Okay, so we know we got the DoorDash.
Yes. I do not cook. I hate cooking. I do not do it very well. My mother is not a great cook either.
Oh, thanks, Mom. There you go, Mom.
She cooks great pasta, actually. I'll interrupt you there. She makes great pasta.
Yeah.
Okay, great pasta. What about you, Christian? Do you like to cook?
My mom does not let me.
I just started cooking pasta
because Nana taught me, but.
Hey, Nana.
I'm not allowed to do anything else because she think I'll burn down the house.
Yeah.
I think you could do it.
I think I could do it.
Yes. I mean, I would love to do more. I'm just not great at it. So. Yeah. 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 I'm bad at it. So sometimes I cook and I try and I'm like, you probably don't want to eat that. Yeah. 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 That's true.
Right. I feel like we could bring it out. I think we could.
So just for confirmation, I am a good cook. I just don't have to cook. Christian, we make great pasta. My question to Christian is, what are you passionate about and why?
Football, because I feel like it's not a you outwork if you can outwork people, you can it's a fair game. It's no, like, people aren't really given advantages. Like, obviously you can if you just outwork somebody every day or any time, then you're gonna win. It doesn't matter if they're taller than you, if you're better than them at something and you outwork them every single day. I feel like that's what makes me passionate about football, is because I love grinding every single day and doing some outworking people. That's just what I love.
I love that.
Mama, I think you should be very proud.
I am proud. He gets it from his dad for sure.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
But if I do not like something like school, I do not like it at all. I procrastinate and I don't do it. But if I love something, I'm addicted to it. So. Yeah.
And Christian, who's going to win Sunday?
Lions.
Go Lions.
Go Lions. Hi, Hannah.
Hannah, do you want to come up here? Yeah, we're going to trade out spots.
How many people got autographs from these two?
Not yet.
I'm signing, so let me know.
Okay.
My handwriting's not great, but I'll take it.
It's kindergarten.
I know you got a 9 in math class.
Literally, I did.
You passed because the teacher hated you.
I graduated with a 9 in math.
That is a true statement.
I really did.
They wanted to see me go away.
195, what was it, absences?
Yes.
I don't know.
That's like that's like 5 days you attended. Yes. There's like 200 days in a school year, Kinsey.
Yeah. Oh, I don't even know what your name
but
is.
You must be brilliant.
Yeah.
Super
intelligent. Brilliant.
Yes, in her own way.
In my own way.
You found your niche.
Yeah.
Found 195? That's like, dude, that's actually like literally 5 days. That's a week.
I wouldn't
that's
know.
A week.
That number.
Now, how did you get on the Prime Video? How did that from about? How did that come about?
I think a lot of people, like with Jason running a company long ago, like
a lot of connections.
People would always ask us. I think that's like the common thing people tell us when they just hang out with us. They say, you guys should have a show. And I'm like, why? Why are
our
we
family's
not?
Crazy.
And they're just like, it's not normal. I'm like, what's normal? I don't know, because this is normal to us, like the craziness. So after our company closed, my husband just said, you know what? The hell with it. And it helps to show exactly like really what happened, because people have so many opinions and the struggle that we went through as a family and still continue to go through. So that's pretty much like a big part of the story.
Well, and the uniqueness is that you go through it together.
Yes.
You've come through it.
Yeah.
You've walked through it. You've run through it.
Yeah.
And you're coming out the other side.
Yeah. It's been a tough 2 years for sure.
And I think everyone is on your side. And I think everybody out here is a big cheerleader.
No, thank you. I need more cheerleaders for sure.
Rah,
it's been a rough 2 years. So
woo,
yeah.
Woo.
No, thank you.
You're welcome. Whoa, the preview.
We're going to watch the preview.
Okay, cool. Very cool. Thanks for coming out.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you for coming out.
You're very welcome. We're here to support you.
Thank you. We love that.